Warramai, Aunty Jo here. Barangaroo was an Aboriginal woman from the area that we know today as North Harbour and Manly. Now, she was a member of the Camaragal clan. She was an influential figure. She was there in that early contact between Aboriginal people and the British authorities in the years following the arrival of the First Fleet. She survived Galau Galau. That's in the smallpox epidemic of 1789. That had killed her first husband, her children, and it is believed more than half of Sydney's Aboriginal population. Barangaroo, well, she had knowledge of the laws, the teachings, and women's rituals, and she exercised her authority. Her cultural authority came from her role as a fisher, Eora fisherwomen. They were the main food providers for their families. Now, they were highly skilled at fishing, and they would be in their nowies juggling onboard fires and small children across Warrane. She was described as being striking, but also a little frightening, because we know she had presence and she had authority. She possessed wisdom and status. You see, Barangaroo's second husband was a man by the name of Bennelong. Bennelong was a Wangal man and probably one of the best known Aboriginal people within the colony of Sydney Cove at the time. But Barangaroo's relationships with the colonisers was very different to that of her husband. We know that she was recorded as refusing offerings of food and drink from them. She even intervened when a convict was being flogged because he'd stolen fishing gear from her clan. But what we know of Barangaroo, how she influenced her authority as a fisher, was she would tell them that she was disapproving of the way that they caught fish, for they would take large numbers of fish from Moraine, more than what they needed. She not only refused offerings of food, but she refused to wear European clothes. The only thing that we know that Barangaroo was seen wearing was a bone through her nose. Now today, the story of Barangaroo lives on. Her presence, her vitality, her strength of spirit, and her maintenance of culture. It's those stories that influence us today, because her story is retold, and it is one that inspires all of us.